Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, parents of young babies are citing confusion and concern following the recent introduction of the new RSV immunisation to babies. So says pharmacist and healthcare advocate from the Wondercare podcast, Sheena Mitchell. With only recently born babies eligible, many parents are now looking to pharmacists and GPs to purchase it privately. And the confusion is arising from the timing of the new RSV immunisation, which coincides with significant changes to the childhood immunisation schedule. So listen up if you have a baby in around this age group and you're wondering what you should do. Joining us to explain is Sheena Mitchell. You might just explain, Sheena, how the RSV immunisation for babies works at the moment.
Yes, so Sarah, currently all babies who are born from the 1st of September this year will be offered the RSV immunisation, and that'll apply to all babies who are born right up until the end of February, when the RSV season tends to draw to an end. So this immunisation offers protection for 5 months. So it is offered at the start of RSV season, ideally to be most effective. And currently it is only being offered to those who are born within the season, not those that were born in the months previous, as was recommended by NIAC.
And is that where the problem comes?
Yeah, I think, look, it's compounded by a few separate issues, but it is not ideal to be telling parents with babies born on the 1st of September that the right thing to do is go and get this immunisation when they're in the hospital. And, you know, you could have a parent who had a baby like a week previous who isn't eligible. So you have to tell them, no, you're not actually a candidate for immunisation. So I know a lot of parents are confused and they're messaging me on my Instagram, my Wondercare Instagram, saying, well, why is my baby not worth protecting? I don't understand why my baby should suffer RSV this winter when a baby born a week later is protected. So there seems inequity within the decision.
Okay. And that's why then parents are looking into privately getting the vaccine. Is it paying for it?
Exactly. And this is something that they're maybe a little bit aware of, because as well as the RSV immunisation, we've also had a change to the chickenpox. So chickenpox immunisation has been offered to all babies who are born from the 1st of October this year. So they'll receive the chickenpox immunisation free from the state at their 12-month vaccine appointment, and again at junior infants. But any baby who doesn't fall into that criteria is able to purchase the chickenpox vaccine privately. Now, that's not ideal, because then you're talking about an ability to pay, and really, you know, the health of your child shouldn't be determined by that. But unfortunately, with RSV, because the decision on government approach to the rollout took so long and was delayed due to, I suppose, what they're calling organisational difficulties, it means that we don't actually have any RSV private stock available, because the manufacturer was waiting on word of the government. So even if you can pay, you actually can't get it. The only stock that's available is that they are administering in the maternity hospitals.
Okay, so just, I know we don't want to worry parents unnecessarily either, but if you're in that situation, then what should you do? If you're in the situation where you haven't been offered it because your baby didn't fall into the time frame and now you can't get it privately, is there anything you can do?
I suppose last year we had no immunisation. So just to reassure parents that, you know, it's a tricky one. We know there's a lot we can do and we're all a bit fatigued from infection prevention behaviours, but that is important. So simple things like washing your hands, not letting people kiss your young babies, you know, using handheld before you're holding someone's baby, that kind of thing. And staying out of people's houses if you have symptoms of a cold. Because the problem with RSV is in one child, it can look like a common head cold. And in the next, for, you know, there's basically no babies are worse affected than others. Babies that end up in hospital tend to have zero risk factors for health. So it's not that it's just vulnerable babies or people at risk groups for lung disease, etc., are ending up in hospital. It's all babies are at risk. So it's
so
really
take those precautions if you're in the situation where you can't get the vaccine. We will ask the department for any comment on that or the points that you've raised, Sheena. But thank you very much for joining us. That is Sheena Mitchell from the Wondercare podcast.